Hope. Great hope. I have great hope. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but so that the world might be saved through him. I have great hope. In fact, I have so much hope that can you do something for me? Can everyone move towards the center of the pew? All of you move to the center of the pew. If you could all move towards the center of the pew. Yeah, everyone just move towards the center of the pew. One of the many articles and letters and notes and books that I got this week after my homily last week said, wow, does this look funny? Said, when you sit in the middle of the pew, you're presuming someone will come after you to sit on the end of the pew. That you are hopeful that that pew will get filled up. So sit in the middle of the pew, not on the end of the pew where people have to climb over you. Presume and leave room for others. Thank you for those who have sent notes and letters that we want to respond somehow as a community. And if you weren't here, you can listen to the homily online at age 13, it's called. Because as we reflected last week, at age 13 is when the average Catholic who leaves the church makes that decision. And we want to do something about it. We want to respond to that. So I asked everyone to take an hour to pray and reflect on that. And have conversation about that. And have discussions with your family and your children. And your children who've left the church. And your parents who've left the church. And your neighbors. To listen. To engage. And you've been doing it. And so thank you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that through him we might have eternal life. See, again, I don't know the answer. No one has sent me the silver bullet of what we as a parish, what we as a church, as a community need to do to respond to the incredible need in our church, to the crisis that is before us, of how we can really respond so that our young people might know and encounter Christ and not drift away. But what I do know is that we have a God who sent his Son into the world not to condemn us. We have a God who came into the world to love us. And what I do know is that God wants us to be like his Son, so that when someone comes into our presence, or we come into the presence of someone, that we don't come into the presence of that someone to condemn that someone, but to love that someone. And so when someone comes late to church, like my family always did, we don't condemn that one, but we make room. When someone says they're angry or frustrated at the church or at God or at me or at you or whatever, we don't condemn that person, but we make space in our hearts to listen and to love. I really believe that if we're going to be a church that welcomes, if we're going to be a church that says we have space for you, that the very heart of that is believing today's gospel in the very depths of our being, to experience today's gospel, to experience a God who loves you and loves me. There's nothing more that God wants any of us to know than that we are loved by him. That God simply loves you. That God has in his heart space for you and for me. And so as we continue, and I beg you and I plead with you to continue in earnest this lively conversation, discussion, argument, to figure out and to wrestle with how we can be a community that really welcomes and invites those who want to drift away. That at the very heart of that is to know a God who says to you and to me, you're loved. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, not to condemn the world, but that through him we might be saved. And so, I want you to know that I have so much hope for our community, for the church, for what God is doing, that I will, even before all of you, wear pink.